I like this time. I like teaching the game, and I like teaching at this time of the year. It's going all right.
Yeah, same five guys that you were working at with this time last year are, I believe, back again this year.
Yeah, unfortunately, some of them aren't practicing right now, but it is what it is, and which gives us a lot of opportunity to work the guys that are practicing right now. So, and we have some young guys with our second group, and so we have to bring them as fast as we can.
Different dynamics, Scar, with you and Brian Dable working together?
I've known Brian a long time, 12 years, and he's a really good football coach, and he's helping wherever he can, and I really enjoy our time together.
Obviously, every guy is different, but what's a reasonable level of expectation for a rookie at this time of year?
I don't put any expectations on them. All we ask them every day is to come out and learn what we want them to know, and then we expect them to improve every day. If they do that, then they bring themselves along really fast. We never say rookies can't play. We've started plenty of them in this organization. We've also started free agents and high draft choices. So we don't have any we just say, look, do as best as you can, learn everything that you can learn, and if those things really take place, and we feel like, and compete every down, we feel like we have a chance to, a guy has a chance to play for us. And we don't, if they're good enough to play, they're good enough to play.
Dante, Mike and I started off by asking you about that Tampa thing last year with Nate specifically. Can you look at, his progress? He seems to be at such a higher level confidence-wise, even just the way he carries himself with us. Do you see that development with him, and you've been impressed by him?
Yeah, it's his third year. It's third year here, okay? He's played a lot of football. But I do think this, he's not very satisfied with where he is at this point. He's driven to be a better player and to improve himself physically. I think he has a great work ethic, and he's a very smart guy, and those things will serve him very well. He has goals, I'm sure, for this year to play at the highest level he possibly can, so we hope that he'll be a good player. He'll be fine.
Just to say that you're gonna get energy off of them, or
I don't know. I hope they get energy off of me, and I like to watch them play. I hope we play good, but we gotta take all the steps to play good, and a big part of that's right now. This isn't just going through the motions and sweating. We're trying to build a team, trying to build techniques and a strong foundation, That's what this is all about.
Like Dante, when you just see, obviously we don't see the perfect game, but perhaps you see perfect plays. And what's it mean to you when those five guys there pull it off?
That's great.
One last one, just in terms of what you see from opposing defenses these days. Do you notice like the more multiple? It seems like everyone's trying to be more multiple now, which naturally, is designed to create stress for opposing, protection schemes. But what stands out to you just in terms of what you're seeing more consistently from opposing teams?
I think that there are, multiple fronts, a lot of variety in defensive and coverages and pressures, and everything's designed to take advantage of the things that they see you do. And you have to try to stay ahead of them on all that stuff. If you don't, they get zeroed in, you got problems. And so, I just think guys do a great job of coaching, and especially in this league, they prepare very hard to make it as tough as they can against you. And you deal with it every week. And the biggest part of our job is on the sidelines during the game is just getting stuff adjusted. If you're not willing to, if you can't get it adjusted during the games, you're going to have a hard time. And that's the business. That's what makes this really, makes it great, makes it tough. It ain't easy now.
Okay. Coach, can I just ask one more real quick?
Sure.
Have you been following the Boston Bruins at all? And if not, are you a hockey guy at all?
I can't tell you that I'm a hockey guy, but I love the Bruins. I love what they're doing. I really love the coach. I don't know the guy. But, the guy gets out there. It's amazing about Boston's hockey fans. They're really knowledgeable, and I think they know too much about it sometimes. Because I hear them on the radio. I do listen to those talk shows, and it's, hey, we need to forecheck, and we need to back check, and we need to do. And I don't know what they're talking about, but it sounds like they know what they're talking about. But you know, and they get on this coach, and this guy, just all he does is go out there, and you know, and he puts out a pretty damn good team every year, and they got a pretty damn good team right now. I watched them for the first period last night. That was about all I needed to see. I'm really happy for them. Hey, Friday night, I just hope they, you know, can win the next one, man. That's what it's all about. It makes everybody happy. It makes all you guys happy and us too.
I've heard some people compare the Pittsburgh Penguins to the New England Patriots. Does that piss you off at all?
I don't know anything about that. No, who cares? I don't care.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Good to see all of you.